This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, please, please, please get involved in the conversation. Right? I mean, you can email me at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I love when you get a hold of me. And I don't, it's not that I want to make fun of you or anything like that. I get a kick out of it. I love when you get a hold of me. Seriously. There's a lot going on out there. There's a lot that I don't get to see. I don't get to deal with. You know, and you guys are out there. You're my eyes out there. Most of the time, the stories I get, some of the information I get comes from you. Because you're out and about. You're doing your business. You're taking care of stuff out there. And you see this stuff come up. Send me pictures. I would love for some of you to report on some of the stories that we see going on out there. You know, I don't want to be like Obama, get all my information from the news sources, because they all lie anyhow. Anyhow. All right, let's get on. I love doing, I know these, some of these are distractions, but I love doing these stories. I think they're perfect. Because it shows you the crazy. Remember, the craziness that's going on out there, it's going to come home to you. What's his name? Your chicken's going to come home to roost. Or to roast. Depends on how you look at it. Tufts University. Again, my home state of Massachusetts, where all the loons, you know, we might export the fruits and nuts here from California, but they definitely end up in places like Massachusetts. So at Tufts University, the offensive Halloween costumes, well, you know, they might be investigated by the police. Think about it. Because you should have these things. I mean, really, if you're offended by a costume, I think the police should step in right away. I think anytime you're offended, police should step in right away. What do you think? What better way to waste tax dollars than let the police step in and take care of it? So we do these stories all the time. They're disheartening is what they are. So we should give them some kind of award for this. University of Massachusetts at Amherst with the University of Massachusetts. If we weren't a family show, I'd have a better name for it. At Amherst is a party college. We all know it's a party. If you're from Massachusetts, it's one of the colleges you know. That's where you go to wink, wink, have a good time. You know what I'm saying? So they have the distinction of the least fun college ever, but Tufts University Halloween costume crackdown is proving serious competition here. Now, leaders of Tufts' Greek community have sent an email to fraternities warning their members not to wear inappropriate, offensive, or appropriative costumes. You know, thank God Webster's Dictionary isn't around anymore in printed form. We'd have to get a new version every year, and you'd need two men and a boy to carry it around with all these new words. I'm serious. Even if you printed on that paper they print the Bible on, you still wouldn't be able to carry the stupid thing around. Yes, let me go get the Webster's and check that word out. Frankie, Tommy, come on in, help me grab the book. So and it's the Greek community. God, I thought I had more of a sense of humor than that. So they're screaming that you better not wear inappropriate or offensive or appropriated costumes that appropriate cultures or reproduce stereotypes about race, gender, sexuality, immigrant. So I can't be Superman? Is that what they're telling me? Right? What if I... Well, never mind. Sexuality, immigrant, or socioeconomic status, also forbidden, are outfits relating to tragedy, controversy, or acts of violence. Well, what the heck is left? Can I go as a telephone pole? Maybe I could do that, right? Maybe I could... And she speaks.
I just have a question for you there, Joe.
No, you don't. You want to make fun of me.
No, no, I really do. Okay, I know you didn't go to college, but I did. And you're talking about the fraternities and sororities that are supposedly not going to appropriate culture, right?
Let's clear that up. I did go to college.
No, you didn't. That doesn't count. What you did at college does not count, Joe Messina.
Anyhow.
They're talking about not appropriating a culture, but I'm sorry, they're talking about the fraternities and sororities, which is the Greek culture.
Yeah.
Right? Supposedly, it's all the Greek. What? How stupid are these people? They're supposed to be our higher institutions of learning. And okay. And every year, we always had a toga party. Because, you know, that's
toga,
Greek.
Toga.
Exactly. So,
yeah, but they weren't. They were not.
I'm thinking they're going to have to kill all the fraternities and sororities because that's just total appropriation, right? I mean, I had to learn the Greek alphabet, for heaven's sakes.
Then they could use those same houses and rooms for safe spaces.
Oh, that's a good
think of all the money they save.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Okay. Excellent. Anyway, I was just a little confused. Thanks for clearing that up.
Oh, and the great and infamous Tammy speaks. No, really, seriously, this is just nuts. And again, I go right back to you parents. What are you telling these kids? What do you say? I'd like to hear from a parent. You can send me an email, send me a note, do something. I'd like to know which one of you told your kids, hey, if you're offended by a costume, then please let somebody know about it because nobody should be wearing a costume to defend you. I'm going through all right, so what is it? You dress up as a witch, you'd have all the Wiccans mad at you, right? All the Wiccans and pagans. What about Casper the Friendly Ghost? I mean, seriously, I got a cousin, Gaspar. That's a little too close to that, so I'm offended that you take on a name that would be close to his. What do you have, Little Red Riding Hood? Why couldn't it be Little White Riding Hood? Why can't it be Little Black Riding Hood? I don't understand. I mean, really, we got a problem. I'd like you to email me something. Send me a costume that would probably not be offensive. I can't even think of one. We'll finish this inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon or warm and serve. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are definitely already gone. We are on the way down to Dumpa. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate all the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much enjoy the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and really getting engaged in the conversation. You know, some of you, you know, these are distractions. Why are you even talking about it? Because exactly that. They're distractions. But they're irritating distractions, and they shouldn't be happening, and they wouldn't be happening if we taught our children right. If conservatives took their rightful place in schools, as educators, as teachers, we wouldn't be having these conversations. I would not have a job. It's really that. And I wouldn't mind losing my job to something like that. That wouldn't bother me. I don't want to have to correct these kids. I don't want to have to put up with this. And you shouldn't either. So we're talking about the Halloween costumes at Tufts University. Anything offensive, everything they deem offensive, will be checked out and investigated by your local police department, well, by the campus police. So here's the list of what you can. I'd like somebody to tell me what, you know, if you're in the Facebook feed or you're in the chat room that we have on therealside.com, tell me what could you possibly wear that wouldn't fall into this category? Right? They're being warned not to wear inappropriate, offensive, or appropriative costumes, or costumes that appropriate cultures, or reproduce stereotypes on race, gender, sexuality, immigrant or socioeconomic status. Also forbidden are outfits related to tragedy, controversy, or acts of violence. Well, you know, we're in this culture of, what is it, the zombie culture? I mean, aren't zombies an act of physical violence? I mean, if somebody chews into your head and starts sucking out your brain, I think that's a violent act of some kind. Well, I don't know, some people, some zombies would starve trying to bite into the head of some people. Anyway, all right. And so that disqualifies just about every possible. What Halloween costume could you have? I mean, vampire, zombie, skeleton. What if I'm offended by all those? Do I get to call the police too? Because I'm an old white guy. Don't. Now, Tufts is trying to spin the letter as something written by students for students to encourage a thoughtful and considerate celebration of Halloween. Do you even know what Halloween is, you bunch of morons? Right? The whole idea behind Halloween, the traditional idea behind Halloween and the jack-o'-lantern and all that, was to keep the spirits away from your house. What traditional celebration could that be? Right? The Night of the Dead is basically what it is. Spokesman told the local news source that Tufts University does not have a Halloween costume policy. But I guess the Greek kids haven't figured that one out yet. Now, the university plans to call the cops on students who wear politically incorrect Halloween costumes. Every cop in that force should be asking for that night off. At least I would. My radio would break. My battery would go dead. I'd be called to another location, I'm sure. Right? We have what they call that, the blue flu would happen there. There are consequences for wearing an offensive costume, Mary Patton McCann, the dean of student affairs. Now, I think she's tied to the school. The school just said they don't have a policy, yet the dean is saying they do. Right? Hey, Mary. Yeah, get in here. We're obviously on the same page. Come on in here. Yeah. So she described the consequences as follows. This is a school official. The range of response for students whose actions make others in our community feel threatened or unsafe. You know, it's okay to do it to little kids, though, right? We protect our little kids. I mean, seriously, you scare a little elementary school kid, even by accident, on a school campus, and little soccer mom's there, she will rip you up and down one side. She will tear you apart to no end for scaring little Johnny to death. However, on Halloween night, all bets are off. You can scare little Johnny into an older age that night. It's okay. It's all part of the night. However, college kids just can't handle it now, can they? Does this seem asinine to anybody else but me? I'm just having some fun with this. It's sad. It's sad fun is what it is. So she described the consequences as follows. The range of response for students whose actions makes others in our community feel threatened or unsafe, or who direct conduct towards others that is offensive or discriminatory, includes OEO and or TUPD, I don't even understand what that is, investigation, and then disciplinary sanctions from our office that could run a wide gamut depending on what is brought to our attention and the impact of these actions on others. Any complaints will result in full investigation by the university officials, who just said that they had no policy, and could result in serious disciplinary sanctions through the judicial affairs at the college. But the college just said they don't have any restrictions. And fully investigate. I can't stand this. We encourage all students that feel like they have encountered someone who is wearing an inappropriate offensive costume to please file a report. Is this out of hand? I mean, seriously, when you guys think about this, and you think about all the other things going on campus, you got kids who can't read, they can't write, they can't spell, they know nothing about history, they don't know when we got our independence. This is really something we have to worry about. And this goes right in line with the story we did. I think we did the story. Did we do the UMass story the other night? The University of Massachusetts Amherst? Where they have the threat level meter? They actually have a threat level meter on campus for costumes. Well, okay, I'll do it again. It's worth a rehash, considering what we just heard. This is not. Can somebody grab one of these kids and slap them upside the head, please? Okay, so now we're talking about the University of Amherst, the party college. I don't care what they say, it's a party college, and I can prove it. The very same university that recently told students to stop making, haram jokes? Harambee jokes. The threat assessment meter for cultural appropriative Halloween costumes. The simple costume racism evaluation and assessment meter, or the scream meter. How appropriate for that evening. Because campus censors, they got nothing to do, right? But sit around and rate the costume that you have. For instance, if a student is dressing up as a member of their own race, the threat level is low. So if I dress up, what, as an old white, racist, bigoted, homophobic, Islamophobic person, I guess the threat level would be low. It'd be good, right? And probably would defend, won't offend. But, well, that depends on where you end up. But dressing up as a member of a different race, particularly one whose members are more socially marginalized than you, could produce a high or even severe threat. So if I dress up as a mariachi player with a thingy on, I could, you know, with a big bass on me, I could probably go to jail for something like that. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm going to go throw up. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores don't have to eat. Yum!
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
They
no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
Nobody can sing that low.
One that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I'm always appreciative of what you do to try to get the message out. I really am. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, remember, for some of you, I've been telling you, I don't know why you don't take advantage of this. It's free, people. It's free. 844. Go ahead, write it down. No, somebody just said a Speedo and a hat. Forget that. I couldn't drink enough to do that. 844-715. That's it. I can't eat dinner for a week now. 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Write that number down. Very important. Look, I have David Fisher on the show from time to time. He's from Landmark Capital, and he's giving away a Morgan Silver coin. All right. So the phone call's free. For the old folks, 844 is a toll-free number. Most numbers that start with an 8 are a toll-free number. And he's giving away a Morgan Silver coin. All you got to do is call. You have to qualify. Qualification just simply means that you're not living in your mom's basement and you're not flipping burgers for a living, okay? Let's just be honest about it. That's basically what it boils down to. Now, he's got a couple of white papers he wants to send you, wants you to look at, and wants you to read, which you should. Because you need to get information. One of the papers is about the coming bail-in. We've talked about this a million times with the government. They don't necessarily confiscate. They don't take your retirement money away. They just kind of freeze it until you actually have to have it. And then they make some kind of deal with you. I don't know. But you're better off calling him and finding out from him. He knows all about this stuff. And there's no hard sell. 844-715-7311. At least get your free coin. I mean, seriously, people. It ain't that hard, and it's not brain surgery. And if you're listening to it late at night or a different hour, don't worry about it. Just call and leave the message. Get yourself in the queue, as they say. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. We'll finish this up, because I can't. This thing is making me nuts. So we did a story in the last segment about Tufts University would actually be calling the police if you wear a costume that's offensive. I'm not joking. I'm serious. And now, both of these are in Massachusetts, which shows you how whacked these people in Massachusetts. I left. It's so whacked, I left. And so, they're now talking at the University of Massachusetts. They actually have a threat level meter for your costume. Now, if you're a member of their own race, so I guess if you're Hispanic or Mexican and you wear a sombrero and a poncho and all that other fun stuff. You go as a mariachi player. I guess the threat level is low. Isn't it interesting, though, that they call it a threat level? We're talking about costumes here. So the threat level is, I guess, what do I have to go with? Should I go with a KKK sheet? Because they consider me a white guy, an old white guy, would just be a KKK member? That's what they say we are. All old white guys are nothing but racists. So but dressing up as a member of a different race, particularly one whose members are more socially marginalized than you, could produce a high or even severe threat of giving offense. I wonder how many kids, you know, there's some costumes you could go in, these kids wouldn't even know what they were. So if I'm a white guy, what if I dress up as a pirate? You think I would be okay? No? I mean, some of the things I've seen from the colleges, I won't even repeat on the air how they've dressed up, and apparently that's okay. You can dress up as male and female body parts, and that seems to be acceptable because, you know, those are from all colors. Unless you don't say that you have to, never mind. Can't go down that road, huh? Now, the Washington Free Beacon said that the UMass threat assessment meter mimics the federal government's terrorism alert meter, which gives the impression that Scream's creators consider offensive Halloween costumes a real threat. They need to be checked. No, seriously, if you're out there listening to me and you know people who think like this, stay away from them. Seriously, they could be very dangerous. I would rather sleep in the house of a stranger who had a bunch of guns in his house, okay? Who just had a nice lifestyle, who agreed in the Constitution, who believed in my freedoms, in my liberties. I'd sleep in his house before I'd even want to walk down the road with one of these lunatics. If your child is afraid or is insulted by a Halloween costume, you've got problems. And they're a lot bigger than the costume. Let me tell you what. I have to move off of that one. I'm driving myself crazy. So I said earlier that Bruce, Caitlyn Jenner, whatever, is having some second thoughts. Now, who's the fellow that we have? I think his book is up there. Usually don't do this. Yeah. Walt Heyer. Walt Heyer has written a couple of books. One of them, I'm going to have him back on the show. I keep saying that, but I keep forgetting to call him. He's moved out of state. But he's written a couple of books. One is called Paper Genders. And it's about his transformation from male to female and then back to male again. Only unlike Jenner, Walt had the, well, I guess he doesn't anymore. I was going to say, Walt had the cojones to actually go through with the whole thing. And, well, he said, actually, his words exactly were, once you cut off Snoopy, it's pretty much over. So he went through a lot, and that community, the LGBTQ community, helped him raise money and have his operation the whole nine yards. And then when he decided he had done the wrong thing a few years later, when he realized that what he had done was wrong, and he wanted to go back, they wouldn't help him. Couldn't find them. They were nowhere to be found. And so he did it on his own. He got back the best he could. And he went on to write another book because he's counseled thousands of men that have made the transition to women and back to men again. And he wrote a second book called Trading My Sorrows. And it's actually a story about somebody else, but it's a story about how he made it through, how he came back, how he worked it all out. And he's a very happy, well, older man now. And I got to give him credit. He's willing to talk about it. He's willing to help others. I think that's wonderful. I think that's great. Whether you like it or not, I think it's great. And since I have the microphone, that's all that matters, right? So if this is true, I actually feel bad for Jenner. I really do. Now, this is not confirmed. Obviously, he hasn't come out and said it himself. But, you know, the limelight's gone. You don't see Jenner out and about as much as you used to. And there might be some remorse there. Look, it is a natural, it's in your DNA, it's a natural thing. There are people that go through all kinds, losing an arm, a leg, whatever. people go through all type of mental issues and anguish over stuff like that. This is a major change to the body. This is a major affront to your DNA. So, there's a document out there, or there's a show out there that's been documenting his transition from man to a woman, and has been canceled, and rumors have swirled that he wants to be a man again. And look, you know, if that's the case, God bless him. Let him do what he needs to do. Now, Caitlin said that he was not gay, which is kind of weird, right? Let's give him a... I'm reading what the writer wrote. The female name along with the he, what is the pronoun? You don't even know. Okay. Caitlin said that he was not gay, but straight women aren't interested anymore. He's confused. He's got buyer's remorse on the surgery. His show is canceled. What's he got to do now? Life is not what he thought it was going to be. Now, the 66-year-old I Am Kate star, formerly known as Bruce, told a local news source that she thought about taking her own life shortly after having her Adam's apple surgically shaved. Part of her body that she always hated, when a paparazzi captured shots of Jenner leaving the doctor's office after the procedure in February of 2014. Okay? He went on to say, I could not sleep that night. I'm up at 3 a.m. walking up and down the hallway thinking, damn, all this crap? It's going to be horrible. Right? The TV personality who's been open about her brush with suicide with friends and family added that the whole experience was one of the worst moments in her life. We'll go on with this after the break. Again, I feel sorry for him. I really do. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversies.
We are back. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me, that you're taking with me on the air, and again in the chat room. I just, those stories make me nuts. And we'll go finish it up real quick, but, you know, not long-winded. I will bring Walt Heyer on, because he's been through this. He can talk about this from you know, personal experience. And the story is that, and again, I don't know how true this is. It came up on 5 or 6 different links. Nobody's running with it because, you know, they're not very excited about it. And it's transpired over the last couple of months. So, and we haven't heard much from Jenner at all, have we? No walking on, huh? Eh, that's probably true. So, a review of more than 100 international medical studies of post-operative transsexuals find up to 20% regret transitioning, and no conclusive evidence was found that shows that gender reassignment surgery improves the lives of the transsexuals, with many people remaining severely distressed and even suicidal after the operation. The staggering 41% of transgender people in the United States have attempted to commit suicide. Again, now here's the funny thing about it. So a staggering 41% of transgender people have attempted to commit suicide. And 65% of those people who have the cosmetic surgery later regret having it. So as we've heard many times, and I know some of you are going to send me some hate mail. Keep it to yourself because I'm just going to ignore it. Because you're refusing to believe the numbers. If you have 41% of these transgender people that attempt to commit suicide because they don't feel like they're in the right body, then after they have it done, 65% of them are they regret the decision to make the change. You need more counseling. It isn't that hard. It isn't degrading. It isn't nasty. I'm not being mean towards the transgender community. You obviously need more help before you make that kind of a decision. Wouldn't that make sense? Or maybe it makes too much sense. I don't know. So really, seriously, you got to think about this hard. I'm gonna have again. I haven't done it. I should have done it a long time ago. Have Walt Heyer back on because you really need to hear what the man has to say, what he went through, what his deal was all about. All right, apparently the millennials are at it again. And I love this. I really do because it plays out exactly to what we've talked about in the past. Millennials are increasingly, well, frankly, they can't be bothered to go out to eat anymore. Seriously, they're not into it. Now, Americans increasingly don't want to leave their homes, not even for food. And that's according to a new report. About half of the U.S. adults said they had ordered food delivery in the past 3 months. And according to a survey by research firm Mintel, among them, nearly 60% of those adults, I don't know how you call them adults, but anyway, nearly 6% of them said they had done so to avoid venturing out into the world. Other reasons, can you imagine? If you're one of the millennials like we, these snowflakes that we hear about at school and college and high school and all that, and they're still home with mom, can you imagine what a nightmare? This is Halloween all year round. If your millennial lives with you and it's this kind of person, it's Halloween 365. Other reasons for ordering in, being able to catch up on television shows and movies. That's according to 40% of the respondents. And then the appeal of eating alone by about 25%. Before, when people thought of delivery, it'd be pizza or maybe Chinese restaurant. This is according to Caleb Bryant, an analyst at Mintel. Now, any food from any fast food joint and fine dining can be delivered right to your home. That's true. There are services all over the place. You can order pretty much from any restaurant in town. They'll deliver to you for a minor fee of like $20. They're more than happy to do it. Unsurprisingly, food delivery was the most popular among millennial men in urban areas. Almost 70% of them said they've ordered in during the past 3 months, compared to about 58% of the women aged 18 to 34. Overall, 45% of Americans of all ages have ordered restaurant delivery. I'm not normal. We are very abnormal people, apparently. We haven't ordered out in the last 90 days. I don't know if we've ordered out the last 120 days, for God's sakes. We may pick up stuff and bring it here or go somewhere to eat, but we generally see that young men are the heaviest restaurant users across the board. They're willing to spend a bit more for convenience. But he added, we're seeing a lot more people try out these delivery services even compared to a year ago. As a result, companies including Amazon, Uber, Google have added restaurant delivery services. Wow. I didn't know Amazon did that. So don't you love it? Just think about how convenient this is. You can get paper plates, right? You get plastic fork, spoon. You can get all this stuff delivered along with your food. You never have to get off the couch. They deliver it by drone to your front door. That's great. Anyway, the Amazon.com chief executive Jeffrey P. Bezos owns the Washington Post. I did not know that. Yeah, I thought I knew a couple of these. I didn't know that one. At Grubhub, one of the country's largest delivery companies, revenue hit a record high of $120 million last quarter. Last quarter. Not last year, last quarter. And it says it processes roughly 271,000 deliveries. Come on, anybody guess? Week? Month? Day? Right, day. It's doubled what it was 3 years ago. We've gotten so lazy now, we can't even go out and get our own food. I mean, this has been coming for a long time. They wonder why obesity is out of control in the United States. Hello? It was bad enough when you get pizza delivered on the East Coast. You can even get your Chinese food delivered easily. It was always like that. Now you can get anything delivered to the house. Why leave the house? You can have your smartphone in one hand. You can have, matter of fact, you don't even need a channel changer anymore, right? With Apple or with Roku, you could do it all off your smartphone. Think about that. You never have to leave the couch. Right? You get one of those little robots? You might be able to go to the refrigerator. I mean, my God, you'll never have... What's that movie that you like, the cartoon, Wally? When they're on that ship and everybody's like 7,000 pounds because nobody ever moves? Yeah. There you go. There's a glimpse into our future, people. Much of the growth is being driven by, guess who? Millennials, who increasingly value convenience over cost. Delivery services. You know what's really funny about that? We did the show a couple of months back on millennials and where they stand with jobs. And when they're in the interviews, they're not so much concerned about the money as they are about how much time they're going to get off. When the vacations are. Right? Can they work 4 10-day days or 4 8-day days, you know, 8-hour days? They're all into that stuff. Yet they're willing to spend money like, I wonder if they had to pay rent and everything, too. You know, not living in mom's basement. If they feel the same, well, they probably would. Delivery services promise everything from beer and movies to dry cleaning, paper towels with the tap of a button. I was right. You could even order. Now, you don't have to order your movie. Why would you have a movie delivered to the house? That doesn't make any sense. I can see the paper towels, especially for somebody like me. You know, this is really about convenience, Brian said. People can get restaurant-quality meals at home without having to gather together their friends. Look, there ain't no meal that tastes as good in a styrofoam container coming from your house 20 minutes after it's cooked. I don't care who you are. As opposed to sitting there at the table having the person, you know, wait on you hand and foot, so to speak. Am I wrong here? You know, when I get my little fajitas brought to the table, I like to hear them sizzle. I got news for you. They don't sizzle in a styrofoam container when they get to the house. They just kind of look wilted. Not as exciting. All right, so the I'm just having some fun with somebody. So here's one that should light you up. I think I'll save that one for the next hour. Yeah, I think I will. I'll save that one for the next hour. And this one here, I don't know if it has beeps or not. Sheila Jackson Lee. We're trying to do this. She denounced Wikipedia the other day on MSNBC. And they let her get away with it. I think it's funny. You talk about a moron fest, right? Isn't that perfect?
Toward, I hope, a strong turnout.
Hold on. Come on, lady. Go.
Wing of the party, Congresswoman.
Well, good morning. I'm happy this morning because Hillary is surging in the polls, I believe, and more independents are looking at what their choices are, and we're moving toward, I hope, a strong turnout in November. Let me just say.
You know, don't you love Sheila Jackson Lee? I mean, without people like her, we wouldn't have jobs. Guys like me wouldn't have a job. She has been, you know, remember when she wanted to take all those refugees lollipops because that's all they needed? All those young thugs coming over the border? She's just a wonderful human being.
Much of what went on was what I call campaign chatter. You know that I'm going to, first of all, denounce the utilization of this intrusion by Wikipedia through the Russian intrusion. This is what this is about. Espionage, just like was said.
Yeah, she's a moron. I'll just say it right now. She's a moron. Look, we know that it was not. These are now whistleblowers that are coming forward and saying, we gave this information. We gave this information to WikiLeaks, by the way, Sheila. Not the Russians, not the NSA. We gave it. We're tired of it. They're turning from within. I think that's a good sign myself. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up the next hour. Democratic pollster says that Clinton being way ahead of these polls, all wrong. When I tell you who it is, hardcore Democrats pollster, you won't believe it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in just a little bit.